This is Javier Ramirez, and I own a small business called Agile CFOs. We are a virtual accounting company. We help companies move into the accounting world. We are located in Tampa, Florida, and you are listening to Small Biz Florida from the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the state of Florida, and we are coming to you from the Small Business Leadership Conference in Orlando, Florida, and it has been a great conference. Lots of very powerful, knowledgeable, seasoned, experienced folks presenting on all kinds of timely and important topics for small business owners. I am Tom Kindred. I serve as the regional director for the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College and host of Small Biz Florida. And happy to be a part of the Small Business Leadership Conference brought to the state by the Jim Moran Institute at Florida State University. And speaking of powerful and experienced speakers, we have one of those speakers with us right now, good friend and business consultant, Wendy Norfleet. Wendy, welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
Now, Wendy, your organization is Norfleet Integrated Solutions, and your team provides business coaching, training, and consulting. And listen, timing's good for all three
right
now for business owners and operators. Start us off with a little bit of your pathway to Norfleet Integrated Solutions.
Sure. I started out, in technology. It was a toss-up between technology and law, and I like to talk. I love technology, so technology eventually won. And so I actually started out in the auto industry. If you drive a car, I probably wrote your answer like brake software. I did bank systems, health systems, and climbed the corporate ladder to director of IT for a global company. Got a little burned out. Don't really like to fly. Yeah. And in the meantime, I had been working for General Motors University as an adjunct, and they merged with a local university, and they asked me would I teach there. I taught as an adjunct initially, and then as I got more burned out, I eventually went to higher ed, and still in technology, though, so I helped the university get a cybersecurity wing. We did some grants, and got wooed by FSCJ, Florida State College Jacksonville, during that time when some of the state colleges were able to go over from a two-year to a four-year school, and so they needed some help with their technology programs to revamp them, make them more current, and also because of my background, to look at the labs. And so I have two computer science degrees and a PhD in instructional design.
Wow. And where is General Motors University, I have to ask? Is that in Detroit?
It's in Michigan. I'm from Detroit.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And that was a dedicated training facility for their employees?
Correct.
Their dealers? Or who?
It was for their employees because they were really big then. And so they wanted to work around their schedules, and what better way than to have you on university, right?
Wow. Nice. Very interesting. Never heard of General Motors University, but it makes sense.
Yes.
Wow. That's an incredible background, Wendy.
Thank you.
Wow. So let's talk about Norfleet Integrated Solutions. What's the mission and vision and purpose of the organization?
One of the things that I found that I was good at and also loved is helping people develop and also developing organizations as far as like my departments, just because of the positions I've had. I've had multiple departments and trying to see how to build those up. And when, you know, when there was great success, there's great joy. And so when I started my company and looked at what I wanted to do, those were the things that I said, okay, what brings me the passion that drives me is to help others succeed. So our mission is simply, really simple. It is to help our clients succeed.
Right. Talk about the different services that you bring to the marketplace.
Sure. So when the company first started out, the coaching was more executive coaching, just because I immediately had clients, which I was very thankful for.
Right.
But a lot of them were in IT, because in IT you get promoted by skill, not necessarily skill in technology, not necessarily by leadership skill. So you have a lot of people in leadership that may or may not have the people skills. And so therefore, I had immediately people reach out to me and say, hey, I'm looking for promotion, or I got promoted. I don't really know how to deal with my team. And so that was really nice to get that. We have kind of expanded now. We're doing a lot of business coaching, just because a lot of people now will come to me. Like one of my current clients is that she has a passion, she has a drive, but she's not as process-oriented, and so she needed some processes developed,
right.
And as she can't grow without a little bit more systematic systems in place. Training and development kind of speaks for itself. That was really grew during the pandemic. We got hit by a lot of higher ed institutions and organizations that still needed to do training where they were initially live and they wanted to move it over to online. And so that was really good. And we also do, we're in SAM, but we haven't applied for anything ourselves. But thankfully, people are picking us up. They'll get the contract and they'll reach out to us for the training and development part. And so we've done some great training. We've done some communication training for the Army, some artificial intelligence for the Department of Defense. So it's been really great as far as the exposure. And then the consulting, sometimes people just have, you know, want us to come in and do something quick. Like for one of the companies, we came in and just did some board development. They paid us one Saturday to stay with them all day and do some board development. Sometimes people bring in people for boards, but they don't really take the time to kind of make it a cohesive group.
No, you know, yes, very timely topic especially with lots of nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Really setting the expectations, setting the the task, duties, and responsibilities for boards, because lots of people get asked to sit on these boards and they say, well, I just have to make that once a month meeting. There's a lot more to serving on a board than that.
It is. I sit on four boards, two of my chair, and believe me, I do. I just had board development for my board.
Right.
Because we had a couple of shifts. And so not just the new people, I brought everybody together for an afternoon.
Right. No. And speaking of that kind of, board development and training space, you and I spoke a little earlier before we came on air here that, I really see this as an opportunity for any organization, a for-profit or nonprofit, to kind of a 2.0 type opportunity here to kind of, we've been through probably the worst of the worst that you could go through as a business. We thought the Great Recession was bad. We thought a hurricane in Florida was bad. We knew nothing until the pandemic hit. So, talk to us about your thoughts about, is this a great time now for a business to kind of say, let's stop, let's go back, let's look at the pivots that we went through. Let's see what worked, what didn't work. Let's talk about where we're going. Is it a good time to do that strategic planning session now after all we've been through and looking forward?
It is an excellent, excellent time. One of the sessions that I did here was strategic planning for success. I provided templates, a couple of different ways to do it. But it's the same thing I'm doing with my clients. A lot of them, they were making plans during everything, but now that the state is open, now that they know they can go back, some of them have set dates where everyone has to come back. Now they really need to see, okay, how can we do it? They may have had strategic goals, but they're looking at them and say, okay, does these still apply? Or maybe we have a higher priority now with all of this that's happened.
Right.
And then also taking those down to tactic goals where we can actually put some action items to them.
Right.
I mean, I did that with my own business.
Right.
I was like, okay, stop. We're not doing anything for the next couple of weeks. Let's figure out where we are. Let's figure out what we want to concentrate on,
right.
What areas we want to grow in. And so I think every company, I mean, this may not have been an opportune thing that happened, but I also think that out of every bad, good comes.
Right.
And so I think this is a great time to kind of take a look at yourself really hard and be honest.
Right. No, I agree. I think what better time to really focus on a true strategic planning effort for any business. Again, any organization, for profit or nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time to go back and kind of look. Talk to us about your relationship with JMI and how did you get involved with JMI? You're a speaker here at the event. So talk a little bit about how you became involved with JMI.
Sure. I came here about a year after I started my business. I ran into, I think it may have been the SBDC actually. My very good friend at SBDC, Nancy Boyle, she mentioned that this may be a great conference to attend. I checked it out. I liked, you know, the sessions and everything. I signed up and I came as an attendee. Met some great people. Some of them I'm still in contact with today. I was sent an email to potentially present a proposal last year. I wasn't able to. I was going through my own strategic planning and
right.
I needed to kind of focus. And then when the opportunity came up again for this year, I immediately knew what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to do something with strategic planning.
Right.
And lo and behold, they liked it. They said, can you come in and do it? So this was great.
Right. Kind of drill down into, if you can, kind of take us through the high level of just the process of strategic planning,
sure.
kind of what you took your group through in the session.
Sure. For strategic planning, there are a couple of elements you need. You need the vision, mission, values, and they don't have to be formalized. I know a lot of people don't really formalize their values, but you know how you operate. Are you ethical? Are you honest?
I hope so, yes.
By any means necessary?
Right.
Okay. And it really comes out in the way you do business. Because believe me, if you can ask your clients to describe you, and they'll tell you.
Right.
But your mission, gather your mission, values, goals.
It's all good. Yeah.
Vision, mission, values.
Yes.
And then you want to do a little fact finding. So this means, you know what? You got to identify the good, the bad, and the ugly. You got to talk about, you know, what am I good at? What am I bad at? And be honest.
Right.
And you can't really do a great strategic plan if you can't be honest.
Right.
Okay. Then you're going to take it down and you're going to start documenting this and putting it into some action. So first is identify the strategic goals. And sometimes this is a brainstorming session. I tell people it's not a one and done.
Right.
Most people don't know when they're for doing this for the first time. They don't know what their strategic goals are.
Right.
So I say, you know what? Everything counts. Let's just put it on a flip chart, put it around the room, and figure out which ones are really strategic goals.
Right.
Because I want to get as many stakeholders as possible involved. And then once we've identified the 3 to 5 things that we're going to work on over the next 3 to 4 years, these are high level.
Right.
And then we're going to take those, and for every single strategic goal, we're going to create some tactical goals with some action steps.
Right. And, you know, sounds, you know, the strategic plans I've been in, that's exactly kind of the way it's followed. And again, I just think what better time now than to really be able to reflect on some tough times, and then where do we want to be? And I'm sure you noticed with your clients, did a number of your clients have to pivot? Did they have to change their business model? Talk a little bit about that change that went on in 2020.
Oh, they did. First of all, I had nonprofits. So they, just imagine, a lot of nonprofits, they need to have a presence.
Right.
And so for them not to be at some of the things that they really were counting on,
right.
some of them during the Christmas holiday season,
right.
they have their biggest fundraisers. And so they
right.
were just, the fundraisers were gone.
Exactly.
Some of them were able to do some online or virtual, but you know, virtual, they don't have the same impact.
That's right. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. We
well,
did a couple.
You know, I don't mind meetings. You know, meetings right. are one thing virtually, but to try to hold an event.
Right.
Tough.
We did. I'm on the board for a couple of nonprofits. And so we did do something. We did get fundraising. We didn't necessarily meet our goals, but at least we got something. But it's really hard to do. And so that they had to pivot.
Right.
And then also just the way they do business. Because,
right.
you know, we can't look, touch, you know, each other. We can't
right.
be in the same room with each other until, you know, things were better. And so a lot of them had to figure out. And so some of my clients, we had to figure out, okay, how can we meet the client? You know, how can we still provide customer service? And
right.
so some of them created, like my retail customers, they have now the chats and wow. stuff like that, where you can instantly reach somebody wow. during certain hours. And so okay. it's a lot of pivoting.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about your journey as an entrepreneur. I mean, you know, obviously incredible background in training, you know, higher education with Florida State College. And but talk about taking that leap and starting Norfleet Integrated Solutions.
Oh, it was a scary leap. I left the college, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I knew I had did everything that I had been hired to do at the college, and so the challenge wasn't there anymore. So I knew I'm one of those people that I like to be challenged a little bit. And so I worked for a nonprofit for a year, director of development. I said, okay, I'm going to take this. They needed some help, and it's an organization I'm really support. So right. I said, I'm going to give you a year. That's it. And I'm going to figure out what I want to do. And after that, I was like, okay, I'm just going to start my own business. And I'm going to see what it does. I said, I'm going to give myself a year. And right. I'm going to put all into it and see if it sticks or not, right? And it stuck. And nice. So, and it even got me through the pandemic. So it really stuck.
Well, I mean, you can speak from the viewpoint of empathy and experience with entrepreneurs and small business owners, because right. you've done it.
Right. And also, you know, sometimes what you originally had in your, you know, like I have a business plan, and I didn't necessarily follow my business plan, because who knew? I didn't write a pandemic in there.
Right.
And so I had to right. kind of adjust. And so a lot of people, you know, I belong to a lot of entrepreneur groups, and they would say, well, I'm not getting business. I said, well, you know what? You can take this business and maybe do this, this, and this. And they said, oh, I didn't think of that. And so it's really just, you know, looking at things a little bit differently and see where right. else you can expand
right.
it to.
Right. Before I forget, I always want to make sure, how does one get in touch with Wendy Norfleet and Norfleet Integrated Solutions?
Okay, to get in touch with me, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Wendy Norfleet. And for Norfleet Integrated Solutions, we're at norfleetsolutions.com. And you can also reach us at 904-530-1800.
So as we kind of bring to close our segment here with Wendy, you know, Google loves lists, you know, the top five, the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I won't put a number on it, but kind of tell us just, you know, your hit list for 2021 and beyond. What are small business owners really going to have to pay attention to?
Customer service and understanding the value you bring. And that is extremely important, because even with me, there's a lot of people that do what I do. Okay, my value is, first of all, we don't sell you this long list of stuff. We listen to you, and we provide you a customized solution. And that's my claim to fame. And a lot of people really appreciate that. They don't want to be talked to.
Right.
They want you to help them solve their problem.
Right.
So I think understanding your value and understand how you deliver it, providing excellent customer service. Because a lot of times for small businesses, we may not be the cheapest.
Right.
And so therefore...
Wait a minute, Wendy, you hold on now. You don't have to be the cheapest?
But you know what? You better have something in its place.
That's right. Okay.
So,
good point.
So if I can find the value and the customer service experience, okay,
yes.
then paying a little bit more may not... And I'm not saying I'm always more expensive,
right,
but I'm just
right.
saying that for small businesses,
correct.
You have to think about that.
Right.
And so I would say those are the two things you really need to focus on. And you need to make sure that you are not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah,
you have something else to count on.
Yes.
And it's really important. Yeah.
Diversity within the customer, in the target market.
Right.
Right. And, I bring up the word diverse. You know, very important issue now, diversity and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Touch on that. You know,
oh,
you
got to get me started on one of my topics.
Uh-oh.
I sit on the board of Synapse Florida, and I am one of the chairs for the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. I just got my certification for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion through
nice.
USF.
Okay.
So this is a big thing for me. And I work with companies a lot and to make sure. And I really am a proponent of diversity because, first of all, I don't want a homogeneous think.
Right.
I want a diverse
right.
thought. Because a lot of people say, you don't work with people like you. I said, I don't want to work with people like me.
Right.
I already know what I think. I want to know what other people think, right?
Right.
So That's really important.
And I think, and you make a great point, and somebody else did earlier in one of our segments, we talked about how much value could be brought to an organization if you have a diverse team
right.
that brings different thoughts, different backgrounds, different cultures into it. And there's, from a pure business standpoint, there's an opportunity to tap into new markets if you've got that diverse think.
Right. And, you asked me about, give you a couple things for small business. You know what? It doesn't have to be formal, but you should have your advisory group.
Yeah, great point.
I have about four people. I mean, I trust them explicitly. I'm not going to say I always do what they say,
right. But
I can use them as sounding boards, and they are a diverse group.
Right.
And so one of them may bring up something that another one didn't, and they may see something I didn't. And so I think that's really important for every small business is have that trusted group where when something go wrong, you don't have to sugarcoat it.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, my husband's not the person.
I love it. Great advice for the business moving forward. And I think to add to your list, I think you'd add, make sure you've got some strategy for diversity and inclusion.
Right. That's an excellent point.
Yeah. Okay. Once again, how do we get in touch? Because obviously in these days and times, you don't have to necessarily be face-to-face. So someone
you don't.
Could,
I do
could
a lot
seek
of my,
your advice. And
anywhere.
Your...
We have a lot of clients. I have one client out of the country, and I have in Canada, and then rest are throughout the United States. And Wendy Norfleet on LinkedIn. And then you can also reach us, norfleetsolutions.com. And we do provide complimentary consultations.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure that not only are... we are fit for you, but you're a fit for us.
Okay, nice. And you are, I may have asked this before, but you are kind of, you're headquartered in Jacksonville.
Okay.
All right.
But we do, we are mobile.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Wendy, again, thank you so much for being part of this conference. Thank you for bringing your experience and knowledge to the conference as a speaker. I agree with the thought process now. No better time now than to do a strategic plan. So I'm glad you were able to share that with the group here in Orlando.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate being here.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a Wendy Norfleet with Norfleet Integrated Solutions, a business and training and consulting firm. So with that, stay tuned. There's more to come from the Small Business Leadership Conference here in Orlando, Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.